So first of all, just have to say that, you know, we think that the U.S. Africa Business Summit, which CCA puts on every year, each one is unique in a different way. It is, I think, amongst all the business associations, you know, we're the only one that's solely focused on Africa. And each summit brings together leaders from both the government and the private sector in both US and Africa. So every year we have a somewhat different mix of people who come, though consistently we're getting kind of the highest levels of representation from the African side. We'll have African heads of state, we'll have ministers from across the continent who are responsible for trade or health or ICT, and we'll get top people and officials from the administration who are at, you know, the US Export Import Bank, Millennium Challenge Corporation, State Department, Commerce Department, Office of the US Trade Representative, the US Development Finance Corporation, USTDA. So every year we'll have people like that, but you never know quite who will be the head of the US delegation. I got a message this morning that we had one more head of government coming. The Prime Minister of Mauritius has joined, I believe it's six other African heads of state.
So you have seven of them so far who have confirmed coming.
Yes.
What do you think will be the major takeaways for them during the summit?
So, first of all, it's more than just the takeaways, it's the engagement. Because where is there an opportunity for African heads of state and top officials from the US to meet with CEOs of both US and African companies, C-suite executives who are doing business in Africa or who would like to do business in Africa? When would you have the opportunity to talk to people about major issues like energy transition and critical minerals and agribusiness and ICT and digital developments on the continent? And so one could say one of the main takeaways is the dialogue. Just the fact that you'll have a session that will have, you know, we have high-level dialogues in different areas. And so, you know, we have one in ICT. You know, the president of Botswana will be in that one, along with the head of US Trade and Development Agency. They're one of the three agencies that's responsible for the Digital Trade with Africa initiative that was launched during the US Africa Leaders Summit in December 2022. I believe there will also be takeaways. There'll be MOUs that will be signed. There'll be business deals that will be launched or finalized.
I
And
was about to ask you if, for those who have participated in previous ones, what the feedback has been and what you think the anticipated feedback will be for these people. Does it translate into investment into their various countries, you know, especially for youth unemployment issues that they deal with at home?
absolutely. What we love is that we're able to provide those access and connections between these key people. So, from the last couple of summits we've had in 2022, we were in Marrakesh, Morocco. And just as an example of something that happened since then, in Marrakesh, Morocco, the president of Botswana was there, as well as CCA's current chairman of the board, John Olajide. This is the first time CCA has had a diaspora African chairing its board of directors. And John is a Dallas businessman. He has a health tech company there, but he's also in agribusiness and in tourism as well. And so when he and President Masisi met in 2022, they hit it off. And President Masisi said, "Well, come to Botswana and let's see what you want to invest in Botswana." And so, in fact, that's what John Olajide has done now in late 2023. You know, it takes a while for these things to come together, but in late 2023, he invested in a tech company there, a tech business there, and invested in that. So these are the things that we hear about that are happening. But we also have investments that are sort of on the move. When I met with President Lourenço of Angola in February at the AU summit in Ethiopia, one of the things we talked about was how enthused he is about an investment in solar energy in Angola by one of CCA's member companies, Sun Africa. And Sun Africa has a $900 million backing of the U.S. Export-Import Bank. So there's going to be a signing event in Dallas between Angola and Sun Africa with the head of the U.S. Export-Import Bank there. We're very excited about that.